Now, the national chairman of the NDP, Dr. Josiah Aye, says the enactment of the Interstate Secession Law is a landmark legislation which must be consolidated to the benefit of the vulnerable woman. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the celebration of International Women's Day, Dr. Aye said there is the need for institutions dealing with women and the girl child to do more to promote the interest of women.
Clearly, that was a landmark piece of legislation that, of course, reversed the fortunes of women upon the death of a male. The female, especially in matrilineal communities in Ghana, now be available a significant proportion of the estate. And that's changed a lot of things. It appears that, well, that is done, but people think that maybe a step or two further needs to be taken legislatively to consolidate what was done by PNDC No. 11, the Interstate Secession Law. So we have been looking around and seeing what can be done. Of course, there was the business of microfinance, which also has pumped a lot of money into women's hands. But microfinance, I don't think that there's much legislation governing that in this country, because you could get yourself embroiled in debt over money that you borrow. So I think that we need to look at that critically. If you look at the courts, you realize that a lot of people are being taken to court and properties and assets being, if you like, seized. So I think that some study should be done into that area of law so that we can enforce the powers of women also.
Now, Dr. Josiah Aye, we have always been appreciating women. My mother was a woman, my wife is a woman, and they do a lot at home to support us.
Yes.
But the other side of women, when some women could just dump children in the latrine, babies and all that.
Yes.
What observation would you want to make about those kind of women? Are they real women?
Well, you don't, of course, point out bad examples to say that these things are happening, therefore that's the character of women, no? Things go on all the time. Still, men do all sorts of things. Men kill and so on. It doesn't mean that that's how men are. It's just an extreme example of what goes on. So I don't think that pointing out babies being dumped in latrines, of course, tells us the character of women. We want to strengthen the character of women by enhancing their role in things. So that's what we should do, rather than point out, if you like, bad things that happen.
If you were talking about strengthening and consolidating the interstate successive law, are we saying that it is not working to the benefit of the vulnerable woman?
It is working, especially in matrilineal communities, because, you know, matrilineal communities have been organized socially in terms of secession. Now, we have since 1985 introduced the interstate secession law, and people thought that it was such a radical measure that was not going to work. But there are no serious things against it. It's working everywhere, even in Ashanti, where matrilineal secession was a principle, and elsewhere in the country. Regions, you see that that's what's going on, because there's a desire and there's a certain maturity of Ghanaian community that says that, well, the woman and their children who were around the creator of the wealth should be the people who should enjoy most. And so I think that there appears clearly in Ghanaian society, you know, support of interstate law, because we thought that it runs so diametrically against the organization of such societies that we're going to have problems. I would never have such problems.
What else would you want to add, which I have not asked you, marking the day on women?
It's got to do with our position socially. That women, of course, because they've run, or the society has run on such principles as matrilineal succession for centuries, women were disadvantaged. So they had to do a lot of catching up. But this new law has been running since 1985. So compared to the century that went before, that disadvantaged women and children, you now have a few years, 85 years, that will make 15 years plus another 16. So 31 years of interstate law. I have written about it. Several other people have written about it. But we've not been able to take clearly that, well, look, there are areas in society that seem against the way the interstate law operates. So we want to have it strengthened. And I'm not sure which ways we can strengthen it, because the key thing about interstate law is that the lion's share of the property now goes to the surviving spouse and children, whether it's surviving spouse, male or female. So I think that we have to acknowledge that and move on from there.